Welcome to the Real Estate Answer Man Show, heard Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern with your host, Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man. Tony is a nationally acclaimed speaker, trainer, and real estate expert. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is brought to you by Extreme Realty Team, a full-service real estate company. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is your source for news, trends, and information on today's real estate market. For all your real estate needs, call Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290. And here's your host, Tony Martinez. All right. Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Answer Man. My name is Tony Martinez, and I am the Real Estate Answer Man, talking to you live right now, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, from sunny South Florida. So, folks, if you're listening from one of those places where that white stuff falls from the sky, sorry, I don't know what to tell you. You know, we're struggling here. It's about 80-something degrees. It's muggy. I mean, it's just awful. So I know you hate me right now, right? That's cool. I can live with it. Let me go ahead and start off by welcoming you to the show. If this is your first time, I hope it will not be your last time. We're on Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and we talk about real estate. We talk about everything pertaining to real estate, and I spend a little bit more time on helping folks that are in a jam, folks that are facing foreclosure, folks that are behind on their payments. I like to try to be that person that might be able to give them some guidance. So who am I and what gives me the right to talk about this? Well, I'm the guy that's paying for the show, and because I get to pay for the show, I get to talk about whatever I want. But that aside, I am a licensed real estate broker in the great state of Florida, and I have a fantastic office here with about 30 professionals, soon to be 60 professionals in the next 60 to 90 days. And we specialize in the arena of short sales. And for many years, including now, I speak on it. I've trained about 8,000 agents on how to do short sales. So I think I'm kind of qualified to speak on the topic. And actually, last week, I kind of went on a rampage. I was just so fed up with people telling me that the market is so incredibly fantastic and recovered that short sales aren't even needed anymore. And I just took the gloves off, and I just gave stats, and I gave figures, and I gave my best possible argument as to why we still have a need for this and what a short sale is and what it isn't. In fact, instead of me telling you how great the show last week was, why don't you go get it? So let's go ahead and cover a few things. Go to our website, Real Estate Answer Man Show, Real Estate Answer Man Show. If you're listening live, you're probably on there right now. As you scroll down, you're going to see on the left-hand side, it says Hear Us on iTunes. You click on there and you can go download all of the podcasts from our previous shows. And we can go ahead and subscribe. This way you never miss a show. If you can't listen live, you can go ahead and catch the podcast. We also encourage you to go ahead and share this with as many people as you know, because what we're trying to do is raise the consciousness. We're trying to raise the education level, the awareness for the options that are out there. And again, this is not only about people that are in distress. I've covered topics, for example, boomerang buyers. What are boomerang buyers? These are people that lost their properties to foreclosures, bankruptcies, and whatnot. And now they're able to buy again. And based on new government programs, they might even be able to buy in as little as 1 year after the loss of their property. I've talked about the reverse mortgage for purchase program. I'm not talking about the program you see advertised on TV where people can refinance their homes. I'm talking about the ability to buy a property using a reverse mortgage program for individuals that are eligible and 62 years or older. So we've talked about a plethora of topics, and they're all there for the taking. Just go get them from iTunes. Now, while you're there, take some time to find out about us, visit our Facebook page, like us, because we're constantly sending updates out there. If you're listening live and you want to call in the show with any questions or comments, jot this number down, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Any other time, You have a question about the show, you have a question about real estate, you have comments, call our other 800 number, which rings directly to my office. It's 800-719-7290. That's 800-719-7290. Before we get into today's topic, I would like to spend a couple of minutes thanking my sponsors, because without their support, the show would not be possible. And if you go to our page, as you look where it says hear us on iTunes, right below there is a link to each of our sponsors. Let's start with my own real estate company. Sometimes people forget that one of the reasons why I do the show is to create awareness for the fact that we have a real estate company. And if you're looking to buy, sell, rent, invest in the South Florida market, I would love to be that destination. We would love to be the professionals that assist you. The company is called Extreme Realty Team. So you can click on the logo and go right to our website. We want to thank Richard Adams and Associates. Richard is an incredible attorney. In fact, we had a sales meeting here this morning and he came on down and shared some great information with us. So if you're looking to do titles, short sale, bankruptcy, foreclosure defense in Florida, you definitely want to look up Richard Adams. We have Brightway Insurance, my neighbor and also my friend, Cunye Lorenzo. They're the best when it comes to home and auto insurance, and also Andres Munoz of Guaranteed Rate Mortgage, and they're the eighth largest mortgage company in the United States. So I'm surrounding myself with some wonderful people, folks, and if you support them, you're actually supporting us as well, which is greatly, greatly appreciated. So on to today's show. So I'm going to be really, really honest with you, folks, because I don't know how to be anything else. I've had a crazy week. I've had an incredibly crazy week, and I think a lot of folks believe I've got them fooled. They're under the impression that I spend weeks planning these shows. And look, I have my moments. You know, every now and then I know about a guest that's going to come on in 2 or 3 weeks, and I promote it as such and everything else. But I got to tell you, I'm a kind of a wing it by the seat of the pants kind of guy. And I hope it doesn't come across that way. I hope I'm coming across so incredibly smooth and professional that you think, wow, man, this dude must be preparing this for like days and days. No, more often than not, the day of the show, something inspires me. And I say, you know what? I want to talk about this. But it's been an insane week. So I got down to like the hour before the show and I'm like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Then it dawned on me, I'm paying for the show. I can talk about whatever I want. And I relaxed. And I realized, hey, I'm not trying to win any awards. I'm not trying to go, though I wouldn't mind, you know, going national, all that. I'm just trying to share some information that hopefully enough of you find to have some use. And I go, today, why don't you just talk about whatever you want? So I am. Now, don't worry. I am going to talk on real estate. I want to talk about some things that came up during the week. I think it's going to have some value. But the first thing I want to bring up is the Olympics. Now, I hope that all of you that are listening are supporting our wonderful athletes and this Go USA all the way. But I got to be honest with you, being a Floridian, being born in Cuba, raised in Florida, I don't really have a passion for the winter sports, I'm sorry. So, but I'm pulling for the U.S., and I hope we have a fantastic showing, and I'm praying that there are no incidences, and it's just a fantastic Olympics. What's next? What's next? Oh, I want to talk to you about this morning. You know, on Tuesday mornings, I meet with professionals, and we have what is called a BNI, a Business Networking International meeting. And if you're a business person, if you're an entrepreneur, regardless of what area of the country you're listening to this show, you need to become a member of a BNI chapter. I got to tell you, it is one of the best business decisions I have ever made. Now, here's the way it works. BNI, and you can go to B as in business, N as in networking, I as in international. Go to BNI.com and you can find out all about it, and you can find out about the various chapters all over the country. But, you know, I heard from a multitude of people how great it was and how much business they were getting from it. But the reality is that one of the greatest things about the BNI system is exclusivity. It's not just a bunch of people to get together and they're throwing business cards at each other. Only one person per profession or category can join. So as you can imagine, the real estate guy or gal, that position goes immediately. So after calling two or three, I found out that none of them were available. being an entrepreneur, I said, why can't I start my own chapter? And that's exactly what I did. I contacted them and I got them fooled, and they thought I might be a pretty good dude. And we've started a chapter, and we're about 6 weeks into it. We're already up to about almost 10, 11 members, and we're growing and we're expanding, and I'm excited about it. So if you have a product, if you sell anything, or if you want to grow your business, if you want to grow your sales, you need to find a chapter that you can join. So I can't endorse it any better than that. And any questions you have, I'm sure that sending an email through the website. If you're in the South Florida area and you need some help with that, by all means, contact me. You can reach me at 800-719-7290. All right, next. I got about 4 minutes before our first break. Major news. And that is that my company, Extreme Realty Team, is expanding. So what does that mean? It means we just doubled in size because I have doubled our square footage. My wife and I have made the decision that we needed to expand. So we rented at least the unit, the space next to ours. So now we are double in size. And what are we going to use that space for? Training. We're going to use that space for education, because I'm a firm believer that real estate agents need to be trained, that they need support in this arena, especially these new ones that are coming into the market and don't know anything at all, and they're lost out there. So we're going to be that place. Now, what I would like to do is do a couple things, and this is something that may turn off some of you or it may encourage some of you, but I want to give you a little bit of history on how this whole thing started. My wife and I decided to open our company about 9 months ago. And from the day we rented the space, we have about 1,300 square feet. The space next to ours was empty. And I knew I wanted that space. I knew I wanted it. I knew exactly what I wanted it for. I knew I wanted to have a training center, a training facility, so that I could educate as many agents as possible and grow a company and better the industry. And from the minute we walked in, I set my sights on that. Now, how did we achieve that? How did we get to that? Because I want to talk about a couple things. I want to talk about setting goals and working toward your goals. First and foremost, be thankful that we live in the greatest country on earth, the absolute greatest country on earth, that anything is possible. And I know this for a fact because I wasn't born here. I was born in Cuba. I came over when I was 5 years old. Now, I considered myself to be as American as anybody else. I was raised in this incredible country. I'm diehard, everything USA. And what this country has done for me, I can never repay. And so I don't allow anybody to talk badly about this country around me. Anybody is telling me, hey, you know, my country's better than this, and the U.S. and this, in our country we can do this. I offer them free transportation to the airport because I'm happy for them to go back. Don't talk smack about my country. You're blessed that we allowed you in here. I'm blessed that I was allowed in here. And guess what? As American as I consider myself every day, I'm thankful that the doors opened and I was allowed in. Secondly, the expansion, a lot of people say, wow, Tony, so you set your vision on this, and because you thought about this, you materialized it and you made it happen. No. You know what happened? I prayed on this. I prayed as hard as you can imagine on this. I worked hard. We worked hard because without my wife, I am nothing. She is my partner in life and she is my partner in my business. But you know who we have to thank for this expansion, this growth that we're doing? God. We have God to thank. And you know who God is? God is it. He is the one. He isn't a marshmallow. He isn't my pillow. He's not something I conjured up. He is the everlasting living God. And because of his blessings, we have what we have. And this morning, when we started our sales meeting, we opened it like we usually do, in prayer. Man, that is as non-politically correct as you can imagine. And yet, that's how I like to start my meetings. Because without his blessings, I am nothing. So when we get back from break, folks, I'd like to kind of fill you in on what plans I have for teaching agents and consumers. I got a trick or two up my sleeve for helping consumers get to the next level in their development as well. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man show. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211. Do you need to save money on your home or auto insurance? At Brightway Insurance, CUNY Lorenzo Agency, you can do all your insurance shopping in one place. Representing over 100 carriers, you can be confident that you have the best possible insurance for the best possible price. Options you want, convenience you appreciate, and savings you demand. Call the CUNY Lorenzo Brightway Insurance Agency, 954-615-4800, or visit www.brightwaydavy.com. If you're buying a home, renting, or your policy's renewing, don't wait until the last minute. Call today, 954-615-4800. That's 954-615-4800. Hablamos español.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man show. If you're just tuning in and you're wondering what channel is this, this is the Real Estate Answer Man show. My name is Tony Martinez. I am the Real Estate Answer Man, and we are on live Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you keep stopping back. So when last I left off, we're talking about the expansion and how if you set your sights on something, pardon me, you have faith, you work hard, you can accomplish great things. So with this additional space, we're going to do a lot of training. I've been asked to, one of my goals is to also teach people how to speak. Now, when people say, what do you mean teach people how to speak? Is being a professional speaker and presenter, it drives me nuts when people are given the opportunity to present their product, their business, their faith, whatever, and they're stumbling over their words and they can't put together a coherent sentence, you pass up a tremendous amount of opportunities. So one of the things that I'm passionate about is to put together a class where I'm doing exactly that. I'm teaching people how to convey a message effectively in front of a group, whether it's five people or 500, it doesn't matter. So I'll keep tuned, folks. I'm going to keep tuning in. I'm going to kind of give you an update on all the things we got coming up. But on to more information. So I'm also excited to announce that I was in the newspaper. Now, I know what you're thinking. I go, you know, what section was it? The crime section where you're being chased by someone? Nope, not this time. I was actually featured on the front page of the Daily Business Review. So if you're a South Florida, a Floridian, especially South Florida, you know about this business publication. It's kind of like the official court newspaper of South Florida. And I was interviewed, and it has to do with this new foreclosure law. So I got to tell you, folks, it's cool. You know, I know it sounds kind of hokey and everything else, but, you know, to be interviewed and they come in and take pictures of you and then they put you in the newspaper, you know, it's kind of cool. I mean, for a guy that wasn't even born in this great country, I didn't even graduate from high school, and here I am being interviewed, and it says influx of short sales expected under new foreclosure law. And they've got me quoted there saying the clock is ticking. And man, I look debonair. Look at me. I got a suit on. I'm all cleaned up and everything. So you can go ahead and Google Daily Business Review and you can go to our website. But this article dealt with this new foreclosure law that was passed. It's gone into effect July 1st and how it's affecting the foreclosure process. So I'm going to come back to this because one of the things that's of major concern to me is that so many people in South Florida are behind on their payments, or they're in the foreclosure process, or both. And guess what? They're under the impression that they have nothing but time, that they have 3, 4, and 5 years to go ahead and sit tight in that property before the bank finally gets around to foreclosing on them. And I've been one of the guys that's been out there kind of pitching the fact that you don't have all the time in the world, that the situation has changed, that the courts are moving faster, and that this new law went into effect. And because of this new law, it's going to move significantly faster. And you just can't sit there just hoping and praying everything's going to work out okay, that you need to seek advice, you need to get financial, you need to get some legal advice. And if it's, you have no other options and it's time to head out, you're far better off doing a short sale than you would a foreclosure. So I got to tell you, I'm pretty proud of the fact that this caught the attention of the Daily Business Review, and they wanted to do an article on this because I'm trying to raise that awareness so that people aren't caught in a position where they run out of time and then they're being forced out of their home. I'm going to come back to this in a second, but since we're on the topic of short sales, I would like to go ahead and take this opportunity to acknowledge what I consider to be the epitome of dedication to one's craft. And that is that one of my sales professional, her name is Heidi. And Heidi is a special person in every way, shape, or form, the definition of the term. And she called me on Saturday because she was called by a family member that in Orlando because a friend of theirs was losing their home and had a court date set up for this Monday, this past Monday. And Heidi took it upon herself to jump in her car Sunday night, drive the 3.5-4 hours to go up there to help list this property, to help secure a contract. So when this individual went before the judge, there was at least something to possibly convince the judge that more time was warranted. And I got to tell you something, there's not a whole lot of people that would have done this, but she did. And what she has done is she has brought honor to my company, not just herself, my company, and to my profession. To have that level of dedication to help somebody in a jam to do what she did. So Heidi, you're as good as they get. May God continue to bless you. And folks, this is the kind of person that you want representing you when you're doing a real estate transaction. So you can reach her, just call our company, 800-719-7290. That's 800-719-7290. So on the subject of short sales, last week, as I mentioned, I did this entire tirade on it. And actually what I really feel that I did was by giving facts and figures, by showing you the number of short sales that are still there, by giving you some stats about who is in default and everything else, that I made a pretty plausible argument. And I get emails and I get calls from people asking more questions after the show because they can't get to me while I'm live. That's great. I encourage that. I want you to write to me. And then it thought of me, one thing I haven't done is I really haven't promoted this great tool that I have, which is called a short sale calculator. And that means if you're not sure if you're underwater or not, that means you owe more on your property than you can sell it for to pay off what you owe on it. And you're not really sure if you are underwater, to what extent you're underwater, so you don't know how long it would take you to possibly get right again, then use this tool. It's amazing. It's amazing the information it'll share with you. So all you have to do is go to the web and go to doikeepmyhouse.com. That's it. Doikeepmyhouse.com. Doikeepmyhouse.com. Fill in about 5 or 6 questions that it's going to ask you, and it's going to send you a report. And at that point, if you have any questions on what you're sent, by all means, email me or give me a call, and I'm happy to go ahead and answer any questions that you may have. The other thing that I would like to go ahead and talk about is some news that I came across about HARP. Now, one of the things about this business is that we have a lot of acronyms. In this business, you have HARP, you have HAMP, you have HAFA. You have all these things. In fact, I was at a class once in New York, I kid you not, and a gentleman raised his hand and he goes, I have a question about hemp. And I said, excuse me? He goes, yeah, hemp. And I go, sir, I think you meant HARP. Hemp is something else, and that's a completely different class. So, you know, and everyone got a big laugh out of it, and it's confusing. But HARP is called the Home Affordable Refinance Program. Home Affordable Refinance Program. So here's the deal. If you are underwater or significantly underwater, or maybe not quite underwater, but you have very little equity in your property, typically refinancing your property was not going to be an option. It was not going to be an option at all. Then the government stepped in with the HARP program. And as a result of the HARP program, here's the latest news. 3 million HARP refinances have been accomplished since this program was introduced. And look, I'm usually not a big fan of a lot of the government programs. I feel that oftentimes they're not really well thought of and they're not really well implemented. But I even had to take a step back and go, wow, that's good. That's good, because what happens is there are a lot of people that have been working very diligently, very hard to stay current on their mortgage payments, and there's been essentially no reward for these folks. I mean, from the outside, you look in, you say, wow, all these people are being helped, but they're behind on their mortgage. And when they're behind on their mortgage, that's when people are stepping in to help them. How come me, I'm doing the right thing. I'm making my mortgage payments. I'm working 2 and 3 jobs, but I'm struggling because my payments are so high because I have this incredibly high interest rate. Why can't someone help me? And that's what this program was designed to do. Now, it's not going to help everyone. I want to give you 2 or 3 tips on who it's intended to help and point you in the right direction. But I think if you qualify or if you're potentially eligible for this program, it's something that you ought to look into. First and foremost, this program is only, repeat, only for individuals that have loans that are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac owned. That means these are government-backed loans. So if you have an FHA loan, if you have a VA loan, you're not eligible. And if you have a loan where it's an individual investor, a private investor, you're not eligible. But if it's Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which they account for about 50 to 60% of the mortgages out there, if not more, you stand a pretty good chance. Secondly, you cannot be behind on your payments. So the first thing, and it's a one-strike rule, if it's not a Fannie or Freddie, no dice. If you're behind on your payments, no dice. They're very strict on that. So here's where you start. You can go to a couple different websites. People ask, well, say, I have no clue to even find out if I have a Fannie or Freddie loan. Well, what you do is you can go to FreddieMac.com. That's FreddieMac.com, and there's a tool there for doing a search to see. It's going to ask you for your address, your name. It's going to ask you for the last 4 digits of your Social Security number, and then it's going to come back and tell you if you have a Freddie Mac loan or not. The same thing with Fannie Mae. The Fannie Mae product is called a loan lookup. So you can go to FannieMae.com/loan lookup and do the same thing. So once you've looked up whether you're Fannie or Freddie, if you are, then if you're not behind on your payments, then what you need to do is contact your lender. I mean, you can contact the lender. If you're here in South Florida, by all means, contact Andres Munoz at Guaranteed Rate. His information is on my website, or contact your bank. Not everyone does HARP loans. Okay, and they're different, and different ones have different guidelines. So you may have to shop it a little bit, but it's definitely worth your while to shop it, because if you can reduce your interest rate by 1 to 3 points, you can go ahead and reduce your payments significantly to the point where maybe that's going to make all the difference in the world in you being able to stay in your property. So, folks, you're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. We are live every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. We're coming up on a break. Don't go away. And if you have any questions, by all means, I want you to call the show while we're live. And the number to call is 888. Let me see if I can pull it up. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or call any other time, 800-719-7290. That's 800-719-7290. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
Guaranteed Rate, the eighth largest retail mortgage company in the U.S., has revolutionized your life's biggest purchase by offering a fully automated online application which provides you with a pre-approval letter. That's right, fill out your online mortgage application, receive a copy of all three credit reports, and finally, get your pre-approval letter all in 25 minutes or less, only with Guaranteed Rate. Please contact Andres Munoz of Guaranteed Rate today at 786-556-1115. That's 786-556-1115 and learn how you can take control of your mortgage transaction right now. Guaranteed Rate, Inc., NMLS ID 2611, an equal housing lender and licensed mortgage banker.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Tony Martinez, and you are listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show, heard live every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. If you have any questions while we're live on the air, call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or any other time, call 800-719-7290. Well, when we went on break, we were talking about the HARP program and how it is becoming a very, very effective way for individuals that before could not refinance because they had very little to no equity on their property and now are able to through this program. And I was, you know, gave you some good information on what you can do. So look into it. It might be something that can help you reduce your payments if you qualify. Next. So last week, we were talking about short sales, and I went through a host of different things. And one of the things that I touched on was interviewing a real estate agent for a short sale. And I did get feedback on that. They were like, hey, can you really go a little bit further into that because you covered so much and everything? And I go, sure, yeah. So let me touch on it again. You know, one of my beliefs has always been that just because you can doesn't mean you should. Now, here's what I mean by that. Anyone that is a licensed real estate agent in the state of Florida or licensed real estate agent, whatever state they're in, is licensed to do a short sale, okay? Because there is no short sale license. That's one of the things I've had to clear up. I go, you know, do you have to have a special license? No, you have to have a real estate license. But just because you have the real estate license, which allows you to do a short sale, doesn't mean you should. Because I do believe it's a highly specialized area. And as a result of the confusion and lack of information, it just makes what can be already a difficult process work worse. So let me give you a scenario. So yesterday I was teaching a class on this new HB 87, and I haven't forgotten. I'm going to touch on it before we're done here. And I was answering a host of questions on a variety of things, because inevitably what happens is during the class, the real estate agents will start asking questions about short sales in general. And I was kind of amazed at some of the great questions that were really being asked from the agents. And one of them say, well, why do short sales take so long? I've heard that they can take up to a year. And I go, yeah, that can happen. Look, we're still negotiating one right now that's been a year. But those are the exception to the rule now. Now what's been happening is we're to the point where it can be 3 to 4 months. And I say, but, you know, but what do you think is the biggest reason why we're still having problems? And I go, okay, there's five parties to a transaction. There's five parties to a short sale transaction. All right. There is a seller. There is the agent representing the seller. There is a buyer. There's the agent representing the buyer. And then there's a bank. Now, that can be a little less, could be a little more. It might be one agent representing the buyer and seller. It might be two or three banks that we need to negotiate. But say for the sake of argument, let's keep it to five. Okay, how of the five parties, typically, how many will not truly understand what's going on? How many of them will be anything anywhere from confused to clueless about the short sale process? And it's usually anywhere from 3 to 5. Because all too often, a real estate agent that doesn't know what they're doing takes a short sale listing. Now, why? Dollar signs. That, I mean, most of the time is dollar signs. I got to be honest, it's dollar signs. Yes, there are legitimate cases where the real estate agent wants to help people and everything else. But the bottom line is they see an opportunity to generate some income. And I understand we're in a tough business. We don't get paid a salary. We get paid on commission. You see an opportunity, you do it. But unfortunately, that agent representing the seller, not really knowing what they're doing, what good are they going to do? They can't explain the process to the seller. So the sellers are clueless. The agent representing the seller is clueless. Now, the flip side, the buyer. The buyer may be represented by an agent, all too often is represented by an agent that doesn't know what they're doing. All right. So then that cycle continues there again. And then when you come across a bank that just doesn't have their act together, and some of them are horrific. I'm not going to mention them right now, but I may in future shows. The process just becomes disastrous. So you may have very, very skilled agents in the process, and the banks are, or the bank is just weak. Or you might have an incredibly strong listing agent, but the agent representing the buyer, and vice versa. So I can't stress enough that whether you're looking to purchase a home or you are in a dire situation, you need to sell your home, make sure you interview the agent that you're considering representing you. And here's what I mean by interviewing. I don't really believe that the agent needs to show you a track record of having done 50 short sales successfully. I mean, that doesn't hurt. I would certainly be impressed. But, I mean, in my business, we all have to start somewhere. I've never been hesitant to have someone kind of, you know, not necessarily experiment on me, but you have to learn somewhere. The key is, what support do they have behind them? And this is one of the things that what I feel very proud that I personally offer my agents, and that is that regardless of the length of time that they've been in the business, the training I give them, the support I give them, empowers them to go out there and talk to people, knowing full well that if they get hung up, if they don't quite know what to say, they can bring me into the conversation. That's why I've never hesitated in sitting down with an individual and discussing their situation with them to see if even a short sale is the right way for them to go. I say no as often as I'll say yes, because maybe it's not right for them. So I think when it comes down to it, I want to know that the person representing me truly cares, that they have some working knowledge, and that they have significant support system in place. And when it comes down to it, who is going to do the negotiations on that short sale? The vast majority of short sale negotiations now are happening on the third level, on the third party level, meaning we've entrusted it more often than not to an attorney or an attorney-owned title company, where that's what they do the entire day. So they have the connections, they have the resources, they have the time, they have the temperament, they have the skills. And when you combine what we bring to the table with what they bring to the table, it makes for a very, very powerful combination. So when it's all said and done, if you're not quite sure, give me a call. You know that often I'll take questions from agents that are from a completely different company. It doesn't bother me answering their questions. Now, again, I'm never going to go step under a broker's toes. I'm going to know what not to say. But I've never had a problem answering general questions about the process, because I don't want to see a consumer hurt. I want to see as many people avoid foreclosure as possible. I want to see as many people exit a very difficult situation in the most dignified manner, with the big assembling of like I said, dignity. I think it really does down come to dignity. I mean, in the short sale, yes, you are leaving the property, but you don't have to leave the property with your head held low. I mean, you sold the property on your terms, essentially. And you're doing as little damage to your future as possible. And if you put a plan together, you can get back in the market again. And some people are coming back in the market in as little as a year. Can you imagine that? To have lost a property or done a short sale just a little over a year ago and now be eligible to buy again more responsibly within your budget, you name it. So it's not over just because you have to walk away from this property. Just do it the right way. Do it in such a way that you're mitigating the damage to your credit, to your buying potential for the future. Folks, you're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. This is Tony Martinez, and today we're talking about a little bit of everything. We're talking about real estate as always, but we're also talking about different ways to interview agents. We're talking about a particular program for how to refinance your home, even if you don't have any equity or you have very little equity in your property. And now, in the time that I have left, I'd like to go ahead and give you my perspective on this HB 87 or the Florida Fair Foreclosure Act. Now, I know that if you're not from Florida, you're going to tune me out right away, unless you just love the sound of my voice. But the reality is the majority of my listeners are from Florida, so this is geared toward you. So the Florida foreclosure process is a joke. We are a judicial state, and that means that everything has to go through the court system. Well, when you combine a process that is already weighed down to begin with, and you throw an incredible volume to it, like hundreds of thousands of foreclosures at one time, it's going to grind to a screeching halt. So our legislators felt that something needed to be done. The average time that foreclosure was taking in Florida was about 945 days, if not longer. And this has just caused a havoc on the market, on the banks, on the consumers, everyone's part. So something needed to be done. So in June of last year, they passed a law, HB 87, with the intent of speeding the process up. Now, most of the major components of this law did not go into effect until July 1st of last year. All right, so it was meant to go, it was implemented, it went into effect July 1st of last year, and this applies to 1 to 4 residential dwellings. So this was not, it doesn't affect the process when it comes to commercial properties, only residential. Now, people ask me, well, what results are you seeing from this? And what I was quoted in the paper as saying is we haven't seen the full effect yet. Why? Because it's a tedious process. The banks typically don't turn on a dime and they don't do anything quickly. So it's taking time for them to implement their system and structure to comply with what has been handed down as here are the new rules of the game. But it's starting to happen. Just about every attorney I've spoken with has told me that they are seeing the process speed up. Florida has brought in a ton of retired judges to move through the dockets more quickly. The games and the tricks and the techniques that were implemented before are not working as much anymore. So we're going to see a process just speed up. So in talking to Richard Adams this morning, he said, you're not going to see people being able to stay in their homes 3, 4, and 5 years anymore. It's going to be cut significantly down. And so here are some of the components of this law. And if you know someone that's in foreclosure now or about to go in foreclosure now, this would be something that you would want to go ahead and pass on to them. Because one of the mistakes that I've seen people make is they don't implement a strategy for exiting the property because their belief is, well, why worry about it now? I have another 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And they base this on A, maybe what their attorney has told them, B, maybe a friend, family member, neighbor went through that exact same process. It took them that long, and they're saying, well, if my neighbor got 4 years, I should be able to get 4 years as well. So as I've been telling you all along, no, this is causing some major, major speed up in the process. So you may not have that kind of time. So let's talk about some of the components. I got a minute before my last break. And then when we come back, I'll be able to cover it. Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not espousing any legal advice over here. But here are some of the major, major components. Number one is one of the biggest problems we've been having with the foreclosure process here in Florida is the homeowners associations have been hurt badly by this because they're not getting their money. The banks have been in no hurry to foreclose. And so the associations are not getting the revenues that they need to maintain the, you know, the communities. So they have resorted to foreclosing themselves, and associations will in fact foreclose. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, absolutely. Associations will foreclose faster than the banks themselves will. Why don't I do this? Let me go ahead and pause for a couple of minutes for our final break. When I get back, I'll talk about the associations and talk about some of the major components of HB 87. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211. Are you behind on your mortgage payments, in foreclosure, or considering bankruptcy? The lawyers at Richard Adams Law may be able to help. With over 25 years' experience, Richard Adams Law will help you decide on your best option. Call for free consultation at 888-724-9860. Their team of lawyers and support staff handle only bankruptcy, foreclosure, short sales, and real estate. Offices located in Miami-Dade and Broward County. If you have issues with your mortgage, you are in foreclosure, are considering bankruptcy, or are considering a short sale, call the attorneys at Richard Adams Law. For a free consultation, call 888-724-9860. That's 888-724-9860.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Tony Martinez. You are listening to the Real Estate Answer Man show, heard live every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. We have a few more minutes left on the show, and where I last left off, we were talking about components of the new HB 87 or Florida Fair Foreclosure Law that was passed last year, went into effect July 1st, and we're now starting to see some of the effects of this. And what I've been trying to get across is if you're in foreclosure now or are going to be going into foreclosure or know someone that is, be aware that you're going to have less time to go ahead and implement strategies because the banks are going to move faster, the courts are going to move faster, and somebody may lose their home in a matter of months versus years. Okay, so here's one way it can happen. We're talking about homeowners associations, and yes, homeowners associations will foreclose on the process. They'll take over the property, and then what they'll typically do is rent it out. And as a result of renting it out, they get to recover a lot, if not most, if not all, if not in excess of what was owed. Now, they own the property because they have title, but it's still subject to the loan because the promissory note on that property didn't go away. The bank still is owed money, so the bank will eventually foreclose and get that property back. Well, here's the deal. If the HOA moves quickly to foreclose, you're not going to have much time in that property, are you? But now the HOAs have another arrow in their quiver, and that is they can go to court and they can ask the judge to force the bank to foreclose. In other words, they can cause the bank to have no choice but to move forward. So instead of the bank sitting back waiting for a few months to see how things work out, no, they can force the bank to move forward and show an order to show cause. So that could be a game changer. Here's another one. The lender can seek to collect monthly payments from borrowers during the foreclosure process on non-occupied properties. So there's this thing called rent skimming. And rent skimming is when somebody isn't making payments on their mortgage, but they're renting the property out and they're skimming, they're keeping all the mortgage payment and not all the rent payment and not paying anything to the bank. And so in some states it's illegal. In Florida, it's not. I think it's highly unethical. But these folks have really had the best of both worlds, right? Because it's a cash cow for them. Well, the party may be ending for these folks because now the lender can go before the judge and the judge can issue an order for this borrower to make payments during the foreclosure process. Well, now it's going to make it a lot less attractive for these folks to continue rent skimming. So I think a lot of these folks are going to start searching for alternatives. And again, I think that the bottom line for most of these people is they have no choice but to do a short sale because they can't hold on to the property. Now, a very popular foreclosure defense strategy has been the show me the note. Instead of show me the money, show me the note. And that is that they're required. It is required of the banks to have possession of the original promissory note in order to be able to actually move forward with a foreclosure. And the vast majority of the banks in the vast majority of situations did not have the original note because these loans have been sold and resold and assigned and reassigned. And so this became a very effective way to bring the process to a grinding halt. So now to protect the consumer, it is now the law is that the bank, the plaintiff, must show that they have proof, a certification process. They must certify that they have the original note in their possession. And this must be signed. It must show where is it, what was the date that it was certified, the whole nine yards. Now, you're thinking, oh, man, so if they can't find the note, then I don't have to worry. They can't foreclose. Oh, time out. If the original note is lost, they can provide an affidavit, which as long as it details a clear chain of all the endorsements and transfers and assignments, based on this affidavit, they can move forward with the foreclosure. So here's what I think is happening. Again, non-attorney, just minding my own business. Here's what I think is happening. The banks are taking a little longer to initiate the foreclosure process because they're having to put all their ducks in a row. All right. They don't want to go ahead and attempt to file and have it kicked back out because it wasn't complete. So they're taking longer, but they're being more complete. So when they do move forward with the foreclosure complaint, foreclosure defense attorneys are going to have fewer ways to delay the process. The delegated party, meaning let's say it's a servicer that's attempting to do the foreclosure on behalf of whoever owns the note, the investor, they must show documentation that they actually are authorized to initiate and proceed with the foreclosure. Now, again, since this is the new rule, you know that the banks are going to have their ducks in a row. So I think that, again, it may take a little longer to get to the point where they initiate the foreclosure. But once they do, it's going to move rather quickly. Here's another biggie here. In the case of a wrongful foreclosure, the former owners, they can seek financial damages from the lender, but they can never recover the property. And see, here's the thing, and this seldom, if ever, happened with a short sale, because in a short sale, the seller is participating in the sale. They are voluntarily signing the documentation saying, I am relinquishing my title to this property. But when it's a foreclosure, when it's an auction, there are many scenarios that after the fact, the defendant, the former homeowner, sought legal representation because they felt that the process was not adhered to, that their rights were trampled on, that it was a wrongful foreclosure, whatever. Can you imagine the problems that causes everyone involved in that transaction? Because if that property was purchased on the courthouse steps, or if subsequently it went on the market as a real estate owned property or an REO, and it was purchased by an investor or by a first time buyer or a family, whomever, now they're moving into that property and all of a sudden there may be an issue with whether the foreclosure was actually legal or not. The title companies that had insured the fact that there was marketable title, I mean, it was just a disaster. So it's one of the reasons why I've always been a little leery of foreclosed properties myself, because I always wonder what skeletons are in the closet. that you're going to discover later on. Well, now what this is doing is if you are a victim of wrongful foreclosure, tough. You can't get the house back. I mean, you may have an incredible case against the lender and the servicer. You may be able to reap a financial windfall from what happened, but you're not going to get that property back. So it's sad for the former owners, but you know, it's kind of a good thing for the people that purchase the property now and not having to worry about that. Okay, so I got a few minutes. Here's another big thing. How much time does the bank now have to pursue a deficiency judgment? Well, after a foreclosure, after a deed in lieu, in Florida, the banks had up to 5 years to make the decision to pursue a judgment against the former owners for what wasn't collected. Well, now with cases that were filed after July 1st, okay, verdict is out on this. They don't even agree amongst themselves. But if your home is foreclosed on, or if you do a deed in lieu and the case was filed after July 1st, if the bank is thinking about coming after you, they only have 1 year to do it now. This does not apply to short sales. It only applies to foreclosures and deed in lieu. I can't get into that right now. I'll talk about it on the next show. Because if you're doing a short sale, you need to know about this. If you are an agent working short sales, you need to know about this. All right, folks. Well, those are the major components associated with HB 87. Again, not an attorney, and I certainly can't turn you into an expert on the subject, but you can Google it. You can go ahead and find out more, or you could just go ahead and send me a question if you have any questions on this whole process. Folks, I'm just about out of time. You've been listening to the Real Estate Answer Man show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you share this information with other folks. If you didn't catch all of it or you want to share it with someone, go to realestateanswermanshow.com, realestateanswermanshow.com. Follow the links along the left-hand side to go to iTunes and download our podcast. All right, folks, I want to thank Doug and everyone at the studio for another wonderful job. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I'm asking and praying for blessings upon you and all of you, and I will talk to you all next week. Tune into the Real Estate Answer Man show next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And remember, for all your real estate needs, call the Extreme Realty team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290.